the 16th episode of The Deming Lens, we begin a new series on Dr. Deming's 14 points, starting with point one, create constancy of purpose. Hi, I'm Trip Babbitt, host and producer of the Deming Institute podcast. In this Deming Lens, I'd like to begin a series talking about Dr. Deming's 14 points. Now, Dr. Deming's 14 points are the most popular thing searched at the Deming Institute website. And its popularity, obviously, people have heard of it and they want to know more about it. I think it's important to point out that the 14 points really are not individual points. They're combination of things, a system, which later led to a system of profound knowledge. In fact, I remember going to one of Dr. Deming's seminars in the mid-late 80s, and people at breaks would talk about how they were doing on Dr. Deming's 14 points. They'd say, I've got 7 or 8 of them pretty well implemented, but not the other 6. I think we're about as far as we can go. And I think when you looked at Dr. Deming's system for profound knowledge and his 14 points, that they aren't individual things. So when you look at system profound knowledge, appreciation for a system, knowledge about variation, psychology, and theory of knowledge, you have to take all 4 of those things as a system and also look at Dr. Deming's 14 points, which, again, can't be really implemented in piecemeal fashion. You're either doing it or you're not doing it, would be the ultimate answer to the question of, is my company following the Deming philosophy? So let's start by listening to what Dr. Deming said about the first of his 14 points, which is create constancy of purpose.
Point number one is constancy of purpose, to stay in business. How? By turning out product and service that'll help man to live better materially and which will have a market. And marketing is pretty important. It requires planning, looking to the future. It requires knowledge. Most of the products and services that we enjoy today came because somebody looked ahead and with knowledge, expert knowledge usually, provided to man a product or service that the user never envisaged.
And so when we look at the first of the 14 points, we're looking at Dr. Deming dividing out the future in what he would break down and out of the crisis as 2 types of problems. Problems of today and problems of tomorrow. And problems of today are associated with doing the things that you need to do basically to stay in business. But problems of tomorrow, somebody has to be working on that. And of course, he would allude to top management needing to be focused on the problems of the future. And that this is very difficult when there's so much pressure on the quarterly dividend. You know, we wait for these quarterly reports on financial news stations like CNBC and Fox Business, and they report them and the stock goes up or down associated with how they did that quarter, with the assumption that everything needs to keep going up from quarter to quarter, or you're out of a job, or people are going to put their money elsewhere if you're not growing in a almost linear fashion straight upward. And what Dr. Deming, the more you understand about variation in statistical process control, the more that you would understand that, you know, one quarter might be down, but the trend may be up overall from quarter to quarter. but that's not the mentality associated with the way many executives operate. There's so much pressure to meet, if not quarterly, and certainly on an annual basis. And so this really pushes out the long-term thinking that's required to have and create a constancy of purpose. When you look at Out of the Crisis, he outlines some things that need to happen. So if there's a need to innovate, and he breaks these down. So innovation means that we're going to have to allocate resources for long-term planning. And the things that he outlines in Out of the Crisis are new service and new product that may help people to live better materially and that will have a market, new materials that will be required, method of production, possible changes in equipment for production, new skills required and in what number, training and retraining of personnel, training of supervisors, cost of production, cost of marketing, plans for service, cost of service, performance in the hands of the user, and satisfaction of the user. You know, one of the things that fascinates me when I go out to eat is you see a restaurant and it's the same. Occasionally they'll add a menu item, but not many actually do. They'll have specials or something like that, but I never really see things with staying power. So I don't know if they're testing them out or they just come up with specials, but it's not just that. Restaurants seem to run their course and then they close over a period of time for a new concept. And to me, even a restaurant has the opportunity to not only add items to their menu, but they can also change the atmosphere of the establishment itself. And so little, I think, is put back into the restaurant. There seems very short-term thinking that they're not constantly upgrading or changing or probing. And so over a period of time, maybe people just get tired of going there because it's kind of the same old, which we like for a while. But like most consumers, we're fickle and we like to move on if it's something that we just get tired of. It's the same atmosphere, the same food that you're choosing from. This is part of this creating the constancy of purpose, but he also emphasized that you need to put resources into research and education. And one of the things that I'm often asked is about education and whether it should I only get restaurant, if I'm in the restaurant business, should I only get education on restaurant stuff? Well, no. I mean, innovation, as I've learned from Doug Hall at Eureka Ranch, is associated with diversity of thinking. And the greater diversity of thinking you have, the more innovative concepts that you're going to be able to get. So I never could quite figure out why organizations only will pay for education that's associated with their job. Well, pretty much if you're a systems thinker, everything really is associated with your job. You also, in Out of the Crisis, talks about the constant need to improve the design of product and service. And I think one of the things that I see here, especially in service, is everybody's organizational structure is the same. And it's something that I believe organizations miss out on is looking at how roles are done in organizations and how they've been defined. You know, everybody kind of does it the same way. And there's opportunities there to look at the design of your organization as well as improving the product and service and, you know, the product itself or the service itself. To me, great opportunities are available to service companies if they look at how they design their organization. Now, there's more information available about create constancy of purpose, point one of his 14 points. John Hunter wrote an excellent blog back on September 21st, 2015. So if you go to deming.org and you look up that particular blog or even go to the 14 points and there's some links from point number one, where you can go and look at what John's written about not only System of Profound Knowledge, but in the 14 points, but specifically creating a constancy of purpose in an organization. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Deming Lens, and the next Deming Lens will cover off point two, which is adopt the new philosophy. Thank you for listening to the Deming Institute podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the 2018 25th Anniversary Conference in Manhattan Beach, California, go to www.deming.org and click on events.